Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to our podcast. We're having a bit of a giggle because we're recording on a Thursday afternoon and we're both snuggled up in blankets and Kirsta's come but forgotten her water. We're all in a bit of a flap, Kirst.
Yes. And my kids are kicking off in the background and joy, the joy of recording at home in isolation still.
If and working not in the from home isn't studio. Enough. Recording from home just is like the little cake topper on top that slides off as the icing melts.
Exactly. Anyway, we're so lucky that our listeners have so much grace for us in this season and that they appreciate that we're doing the best that we can to bring them a weekly podcast still while we cannot fly in between our states.
Exactly. And I think, like, I'm still having so much fun, Kirst. In fact, I'm more refreshed doing the episodes because we're not doing eight at a time. So there's always a silver lining. It just so happens that the silver lining on this one's a grey lead, not 25 platinum silver.
Yeah, or it's a silver lining for you and really, really poo coloured pencil for me.
This is going to be a fun episode, everyone. We've just spent the whole day doing strategy and working on our Head, Heart and Home course together. So we've had a lot of each other today. So this is a fun time to record.
Yeah. So if it's super quick, you know why. It's because we're over each other already.
I'm not sure that's ever happened. I don't think we've ever gotten off a phone call, even if it's like 9 hours that we've been on because we're sick of it. It's always like, okay, my brain stopped working. I need to go. The kids are hungry. But what are we talking about today, Kirst?
Well, I had a beautiful message from a client of mine and a listener to our podcast, and she's in our Facebook community saying, I think I'm confusing decluttering and cleaning. And I was like, boom, you are not the only one, my friend. You are not the only one. So I thought that, and she thought that it would be a good podcast topic, and I totally wholeheartedly agreed with her that it'd be great for us to discuss the difference between cleaning and the art of decluttering.
Mm. Are you a particularly clean person, Kirst?
I think I am now. I think I've taught myself to be.
Mm.
Or married into somebody who
the rub
makes
gave
me
you
be.
Cleanliness.
Yes. Yes. How about you?
No, it's overrated. No, cleaning's overrated. Yes. Don't care for it. Don't give it any time. Happily pay someone to do it. But Cal is quite clean. So we discussed, like when we first got married, we would just laugh at each other so much because say we'd both come home from work and the kitchen table was like cluttered. It had like, we'd dump stuff on it and needed to be cleared before dinner. I would go to the kitchen table if I was doing it and I would put every single item back where it belonged, but not wipe the table down. Cal would take every single item off, put it on the floor, and then wipe the table down beautifully so it was totally clean. And we both like same job, two different ways of doing it. He would clean and I would tidy, and that's our natural bent.
Yes. Okay. So what do you think the difference is? Like, how would you describe the difference between cleaning and decluttering?
Mm-hmm. I would say, and I'm happy for you to disagree, we'll probably bring two different perspectives to this. I would say that decluttering is removing possessions that you no longer need, love, or use. And I would say cleaning is removing dirt, grime, you know, like it's taking a product back to a cleanly state, like your kitchen bench or your toilets. How would you describe it? Have you got a clearer way of describing it?
No, but different way of describing it. Because when I think of cleaning, I think of housework.
Yep.
So when the term cleaning comes to mind, I think of everything to do with housework. So not just the cleaning and the washing of the floors, but the general minutiae of maintaining a house.
Right.
So for me, cleaning, like keeping your house clean, looks like washing the floors and washing the bathrooms, but also putting clothes away and putting, like, dealing with the mail, doing the household jobs.
So I would call that tidy.
Yes. So I think of cleaning and tidying in the one category.
Ah, right. Not surprising, friends. We have different opinions. I think cleaning is when you're using like a cleaning product. It's basically what I pay my cleaners to do. So they clean the kitchen, clean the floors, clean the mirrors, dust, vacuum, wash the floors, clean the toilets. That's cleaning to me. Whereas tidying is picking up the things on the ground, doing loads of washing, doing the dishes even, I would say, is a tidy, not a clean.
But you're using a cleaning product.
Well, that's true. Well, let's be honest, I'm not careless.
Okay, so why don't we combine, or like, I think maybe what my client was also talking about was the difference between tidying, your definition of tidying, or maybe she was also talking about cleaning as well. Like that, I think maybe she wanted to know what our thoughts were on the cleaning, tidying aspect.
Yep.
As compared to decluttering.
Gotcha.
And this is how I answered her question. I'm going to find the text message. And I, this is what, how I replied to her. Cleaning / tidying.
Oh, so you did think, yeah, good.
No. I'm saying it for you, for the podcast listeners, to include your definition and our revised definition of cleaning, or what we're talking about in this episode. Cleaning, tidying is Groundhog Day work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never ending. It comes back around. It happens every day or every week. It's monotonous. It just has to get done. Whether you outsource that.
It's literally the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's the same thing. It's the washing the clothes. It's the hanging out of the clothes. It's the bringing in the mail. It's the cleaning, tidying, putting away.
Okay.
And I said, this is how I described it. It's groundhog work, Groundhog Day work. And decluttering doesn't have to be. To me, decluttering is similar, is what you said. It is actually getting rid of clutter. But let me continue with what I said to her and then we can discuss further. It can be a once-off, so decluttering can be a once-off, and then it can just you can then be very intentional in your purchases and what you continue to bring into your home, or it can be a seasonal or a monthly purge. The real trick is getting habits ingrained so that the decluttering and the tidying, cleaning aren't onerous or totally burdensome so that you don't do any of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
So when I think of decluttering, I too think of it as clearing the clutter. And so I can see how sometimes that can look like tidying, because clutter, when it's overwhelming to you, clutter can be a mixture of things that you no longer love, need or use, and the stuff that you do use and love and need, but it just hasn't been put back in its home, which is tidying.
Yes, well, I said to Elijah, so he's just finished homeschooling for the day, and as I was walking out here to record, I said, oh, I'm recording a podcast, everyone needs to be quiet. And Cal said, oh, what are you recording? I said, we're doing cleaning versus decluttering. I said, any suggestions on what we should talk about? And Elijah said, my bedroom's a perfect example of it, Mum. My bedroom is decluttered. Everything has a home. It's just that they're not always in their home. So that makes it like I need to tidy in order to get it back to that decluttered state.
See, he thought the same as me, that cleaning is tidying.
Well, cleaning up more yes. than cleaning. So the yes. tidy side of it. So putting things yes. back where they belong.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I would think. Like me. Yeah. I think we're on the same page, dude. I think there's a lot of tidying required in decluttering. So when we go out and we work with clients one-on-one, or when people work with us virtually, or when people join our course, or when you listen to the podcast and you implement our suggestions, a lot of actually what you're doing is tidying, because you're finding things that belong somewhere else. And so as part of the big declutter, we encourage you to rehome items that belong in different places. Return items to people that you've borrowed them from or that have left things at your house. That's actually all part of the tidy. The decluttering is when you're removing things from your home.
Yes, exactly. And when we teach about it in our course, and when we do presentations and when we talk about it, decluttering, we actually talk about the rubbish as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the rehome. So we've spoken about it before, but why don't we say it again? What are our five R's, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely.
So these are the categories of decluttering. So there's rubbish. So this is when we talk about when you walk into a space or a room and you're wanting to do the job of decluttering, it actually takes more than just to be able to determine what it is that you need to let go of. You have to figure out everything else in that space as well.
Yes.
You're not just touching the stuff that you know you're going to donate or sell.
No, there's also the tidy aspect.
So the first one is rubbish. So that is stuff that actually belongs in the garbage or the recycling tip.
Yeah, so that's all the things that you're going to recycle or send to landfill. So that is cardboard, that is toothbrushes that you're recycling, that is your soft plastics, and it's also the dirty tissues and the tags off your clothes. Like, it's all of that in one category of stuff that is going to the tip.
Yeah. So in that aspect, it is kind of like the cleaning, tidying.
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely a tidy aspect.
Yeah.
Or a cleaning aspect. The next thing, the next R that we talk about is rehome, is when you find something in that space or that room that actually belongs in another room of your home. So it might be, you might find a dish in your teenager's bedroom and it actually belongs in the kitchen or in the pan, you know, in the cupboards after it's been washed.
I've been with the client.
So that would be rehoming.
Yes, I've been with the client this week, Kerr. So we found pegs in every single space that we decluttered because her toddler is just obsessed with pegs and so walks around with them, but then like leave them in the bathroom and in the toilet and in the kitchen and in the linen cupboard and the spare room. I would estimate that we picked up 50 pegs and I just kept rehoming them. They don't belong here, they belong there, and I'd put them away. And so there's so many things, clothes, socks, random shoes, teddies, so many things that you're going to rehome when you're going through the declutter process.
And we often when we're in clients' home, in this rehoming part of the declutter process, people like collecting a little pile, like a little pile of pegs, but then that little pile grows to be a big pile, because often in cluttered homes, there's things from all over the house in different rooms. So what will often happen when I'm with a client, they'll go, oh, no, but I'm just going to collect everything that belongs in the laundry. And I'm like, no, 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 don't do that. Go and put it back in the laundry straight away. And they're like, no, I can't be bothered running to the laundry every 2 seconds. And I was like, I know it seems very burdensome, but so you will feel very overwhelmed when you finish getting all that pile to the laundry, that you'll go to the laundry and just dump it all in the laundry and you won't put it back where it belongs. So I encourage my clients, and I know you do this too, is to actually just go and put it in its home straight away, one by one. And it gets people into the habit of just doing it now and don't put it down, put it away, and actually getting that task finished.
Yeah, it's important that you rehome to its home, not just not like re-space. Like as long as it's in the kitchen, it's close enough. It's actually important for things to be put back where they belong. The third R is return. We love our return boxes, don't we, Kirst?
We do.
So many clients that I go to are like, hey, I have a returns box now. I love it.
Yay. So return is when you've got an item that you find that actually belongs to somebody else outside of your home. So, you know, a casserole dish that your parents have brought over, or a book that your best friend lent you, or a jumper that a kid's left at your home before COVID.
We always have jumpers and hats left in our returns box that some kids just stripped off and left it there.
Mm. So that's the third R. What's the fourth R?
Repurpose. This one's got a little sign. I mean, they all have little images that go with it, but the repurpose is like those arrows, the continuous arrows that go around, because this is where items that still have life but that you don't need them anymore can be re-put back into the marketplace. So that might be selling them, it might be donating things, it might be giving them to friends and family, but this is really repurposing that item to use the life left in it, but to admit that it's just not you that's going to be using the life in it.
And that is the decluttered products.
Yes.
And the decluttered stuff. So that when we're talking about tidying versus decluttering, the repurpose section is actually the declutter section. That is the section that you know is going to leave your home, hopefully sooner rather than later. And that is never going to return into your home.
Yeah. Are you loving getting into decluttering in your home, but feel like some of the things just aren't staying how they should, or you're finding piles or recollecting around the house? Are you getting a bit frustrated that you're not seeing the success that you thought that you would? Well, Kirst and I are excited to let you know about our online decluttering course that teaches you not only how to get an organized and decluttered home, but really importantly, how to keep it that way. So we would love you to come and join our course community. We have an interactive and amazing Facebook group, and all of the course is self-paced, so you can jump online whenever you like and go through our 6 modules that will take you from being overwhelmed to an organizing guru. So just visit outofdecluttering.com.au/course and come and join us. We can't wait to have you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com.
Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
So, Kirst, I know you do it a bit differently, but when we declutter in Melbourne, we have two different coloured garbage bags. And so we put all the rubbish, so that first category, in purple bags and all of the repurposing items in white bags, because those two categories are the only two categories that are going to leave the house immediately, and the return you will give to people, you know, as you see them. So we have these two different coloured bags because it just feels so good to see this pile of purple bags piling up, knowing they're going in the skip or they're being taken to the tip, or you're begging your neighbours, can you put a bag in their bin on bin night? And those white bags are then what the team takes away and donates. So we find that a really helpful thing, both visually and also just to keep things moving during a session, is to have those two different coloured bags. So that might be something that you want to implement when you're decluttering at home as well.
Yeah. And I just do it slightly differently, that I just use all the same bags. I just put them in different areas of the home so I know which is which. And that's just because I found bags that I absolutely love and that are really tough and can take a lot of weight in them, be it rubbish or repurposing.
And you've got a better memory than I do. Like, you would remember which are which. Otherwise, I would be constantly putting things in the wrong bags.
Yes, yes. So that's why it works differently for the same business but in two different spaces.
Exactly. So the last R is remain. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. So remain is the things that are remaining in the room or the space that you're working on. So say we're doing a micro declutter and you're doing just the teaspoons in your drawers, in your utensil drawers, then the remain are the teaspoons that you want to keep, and you've set a limit on those teaspoons and you're keeping those teaspoons. So, but it can be expanded out to a whole room, and it's the stuff that's remaining in that room and you just need to tidy or reorganize.
Yes. I kind of like that, because then it comes back to the tidy and the organize. Once you've been through that process and you've done your declutter and you're basically just left with the things that you want in that space, you don't just dump them on the ground, because that's not tidy. So you actually then want to organize. It's almost like at the end of those 5 hours, we need like a, what could the next word be? Like revisit. Is you, every time that room or that space or that area gets messy, which is different to cluttered. Cluttered is things that don't belong there. Messy is the things that belong there, but they're just not in their home. And so we want to encourage you that even Kirsty and I have to tidy regularly, because we live life. The dishes need putting away, the sock on the ground needs picking up, the toys that the kids have played with, they need to pack up. And that tidy is that ongoing process. But the less that you have, the more thorough decluttering that you've done, the easier the tidy is, because it is much easier to put 5 items away than 25.
Yeah, and so that leads me to what I wanted to talk about next, was just that, how much time does, and I know we've been speaking about this quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, but how much time does tidying take your family? I know you have cleaners, so it's not talking about the physical cleaning of washing the floors and the bathrooms, but the everyday tidy, like the Elijah having to tidy his room, the, you know, tidying up after dinner or after the kids go to school or whatever that looks like in your unique family.
Yeah.
How much time do you think your family spends doing the tidy part?
The tidy. So I'm just going to exclude dishes as well. Are we excluding dishes and washing, because that's every day?
No, that is included. That's like, so how much time every day does your family spend doing the Groundhog Day work in your
home? I would say a collective 30 minutes, probably. I'm just guessing. because so Cal does the dishes, Jessie does the washing, and I've started doing a little bit of the washing too. And we all would
tidy. Oh, the sacrifice you make.
I know. What an amazing mother I am. And that's kind of it. Like, we tidy up as we go. And, yeah, there might be like a 2 or 3 minute tidy at the end of the day. But the habits that we do during the day make a huge difference. It's not, there's not just stuff everywhere. Now, we are not perfect. We are not a Ferugia family. Not that you're perfect, Kirst. But we
excuse
are not your
me.
We are not your family that always have a clear bench or never have anything on the ground. We're not that family. If I walked out at the moment, there would probably be a dozen things on the kitchen bench, but it would only take 2 or 3 minutes to put those away.
Yeah.
And yours would even be lower, wouldn't it?
Well, no, not at all, because I think we probably tidy more than you guys.
Like, yeah, right.
So Simon, like, as we're recording, I can hear Simon getting the stick back and vacuuming the floor.
Oh, so you clean more, yeah.
Yeah, we clean more. So we too have cleaners, but but Simon finds once a week is not enough. So he'll often, and, you know, it's a stick vac. That's what they're made for, is to do a quick two-minute vacuum. So he probably spends, I'm trying to think of everything, like, because I'm also going, oh, what would I include? Not like, so I'm thinking about tidy, but I'm also thinking about Groundhog Day tasks, like cooking dinner. Like, so I'm thinking, what I'm thinking is, how much time does running the house take Simon and I, as opposed to how much free time we have to do whatever it is that we want to do?
I don't feel like that stuff is significant though. Like, everybody, whether you're getting Uber Eats on takeaway or whether you're cooking, everybody's somehow feeding themselves. Everybody at some point is washing their clothes, but not everybody is tidying up at the end of a day. That's where I think the difference is.
No, and so I think that tidying the – and that's why I'm like, okay, well, if I break it down to the tidying aspect as opposed to the Groundhog Day things that just need to get done, tidying, we probably spend – 10 minutes a day tidying.
That's what I would say, because, too, if we take out the other bits.
Yeah, because we don't – one of the things that we have implemented in our – between Simon and I, like, as adults, and then we're teaching our children, and I love that you think that we're perfect, but we're far from perfect, and there are definitely – you know, the kids are allowed to play and make a mess sometimes. No, they are, and they do. But when they're in their play, when they're in the playroom and they've like, you know, tipped everything out, they don't, we ask them to clean that up and tidy that up before they hop in the shower, which is before they have dinner. So there's always space in our day to encourage them to tidy. And we always tidy before we do dinner, for instance.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If we're still working on a project, it may be tidied enough to just move to another space. So, for instance, I'm working on a diamond dots thing with Amelie at the moment, which is, if you don't know what it is, it's kind of like color by numbers, but with these little dot things. I can't explain it. Look it up, Google it. And so I've done that at our coffee table, but when it's time to, before we have dinner, I pack it up and I'll put it on the dining room table, because we eat up the bench, so that it goes away, so that it's not in our space for after dinner when we're relaxing in front of the TV. So we just tend to tidy as we go, and the kids are, you know, we don't leave for school before everything's looking tidy. We just, that's how our family works.
Yeah. And it is about making your family work. And I think it's a helpful distinction for people that might be confused. We've had some really great conversations over in our Facebook community over the last week or so about different names for the same things. There's one with, we did the wallets versus purses, which is hilarious, and there's hundreds of comments. And one of our community members put a post about like US translations of some of the Aussie words that we use, like bench and purse and things like that. And I think this is another one of those things where we want to specify what we mean by declutter and what we mean by tidy slash clean being different things, and the benefit that you can have one on the other. So much easier to clean when you're decluttered. So much easier to declutter when things are already put away and you can already see like a category. And so they all play into each other. I'm ever grateful for my cleaners because I am not Simon and we don't stick back every day. But I love that decluttering. So you can love one and not love the other. Or you can be like Jack, who many of you have had in your homes down in Melbourne, who loves to declutter and clean. She's a unique, unique beast.
Or you can not like either of them, but know that they both just need, well, you know, particularly cleaning or tidying needs to be done. And that, like, I love that idea that also that you and I do declutter. Like we've got a very decluttered house. We've both got very decluttered and minimalist houses. But that doesn't mean that we don't do what I said to this beautiful client, is that sometimes it can be a monthly or a yearly process where, you know, and you love doing this more, sure way more do. Than me in your own home. But we do it regularly too, is that we just reassess and look with fresh eyes and go, actually, let's open up a drawer and see, do we have too many board games, or have we outgrown any card games or any board games, or what, you know, when the seasons change, I always go through the kids' clothing and make sure that anything they've grown out of, they don't, you know, gets passed on, and we reassess if they need to buy anything new to, so that they've got enough clothes to wear. So there's always a time and a place to declutter, but when you have decluttered your home and you're in maintenance mode, it's not Groundhog Day like cleaning and tidying is. Yes. It doesn't have to be done. It's not burdensome. No,
it's quick and easy.
Something that you do either once a year or regularly or semi-regularly. It's not burdensome. Mm. It's not like, oh my goodness, this week we really need to get in and declutter. I think that this discussion, you and I chatting about this, is really helpful to help people get in their minds what's the differences between cleaning, tidying, and decluttering. And as you know, in our podcast, like, we do talk about all three of them, but we're not cleaners, and that's not our job. But we do. But like we say in that, in our episodes, we're not, but we do. We're not cleaners, but we do clean when we go into people's homes because we help them tidy and we get rid of rubbish.
You don't want to put things back on. Exactly. All right. I have some reviews, unless you've got anything else you want to share on the topic, Kirst.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to the discussion this week in the Facebook group around the differences and people's concept of the differences, and whether or not we have encapsulated what other people feel is the differences between cleaning, tidying, and decluttering.
Awesome.
Mm. Go with your review.
Okay, this is actually a Facebook review. So if you're not an Apple Podcast person, please come over and do a recommendation on our Facebook page. It's just like on Facebook, you just search Art of Decluttering or The Art of Decluttering. Either one works. This one's from Sherry Payne from earlier in the year. We haven't got to yet, but it says, thank you, ladies, for sharing your tips and wisdom. You gave me the motivation to tackle my clutter, storage / spare room. I found two boxes in the closet I thought I had things in, only to discover they were actually full of garbage. Face slap emoji. Now I am going a deep clean and a deep declutter. I plan on doing all the rooms in my home slowly while listening along to the podcast. Thanks, Sherry. There's nothing quite like hearing that people are putting us in their ears while they declutter, because I think that's a great way to do it. You know, we're like your cheerleaders cheering you on, hopefully not like screaming through a megaphone, but just encouraging you as you go.
Yes, because that's what we are. We're like, Sherry, Sherry, Sherry.
Give me an S.
Give me a H. Give me an E. Give me an R.
We hope that's given you a visual, Sherry, and all the other Sherrys that are listening, you can just play that little bit back over and over and we can be your actual cheerleaders.
We love being in your ears every week, and we love being in people's homes every week as well. And you can always join us over on our Facebook community page. It's called the Art of Decluttering Community Group, and we'd love to be cheering you on in there as well. So
guess what? I just remembered.
Next week.
Oh, you can right. You finish that. And I forgot something. We forgot something.
This is our 200th episode.
Is it actually?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. Don't you wish we'd remember just that reminded half an hour me. Ago? It's our 200th episode.
Yes.
Happy birthday. We should ask the Queen for some letters.
We should.
Do you think she listens to our podcast? I don't think she does.
I highly doubt her need to listen to our podcast. But maybe some of her staff do. Who knows?
Maybe. Who if you went knows? For the Queen... Pass it on.
I know, we're going high here, aren't
we're
we?
Just, you know, so, for it.
Congratulations, Amy, on recording 200 episodes of The Art of Decluttering.
I feel like
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw this out to you because there's nothing quite like going on the fly. Why don't we do a little like 5-minute bonus episode this week with our favorite things from the last 200 episodes? Because we're also about to hit our 3-year anniversary. So I thought if we like a little 200 episode celebration, and then in a couple of weeks when it's our 300th episode, when it's our 3-year anniversary, so many celebrations, we can have a talk about that too. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so Kes, we got a new Patreon supporter this week. So Patreon is our listener supporter platform where if you want to support our podcast, you can come in and support us from as little as a dollar a month. And to Kion Radotensky, thank you, thank you, thank you for becoming a supporter this month. We value you and thanks for being part of the team because you help this podcast be brought out to the world and sharing the goodness of intentional living with everybody else.
Yay! Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I think... let's hold that thought of our 200th episode. You'll get a little bonus in your ears this week, and we will see you in a couple of days.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.